WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
There are five different jobs on board a Hurricane Hunter aircraft. Now, all jobs are part of the U.S. Air Force Reserve. Half of the positions are part-time, while half are full-time. There are 40 pilots, plus 20 each of navigators, aerial reconnaissance, weather officers, and weather loadmasters. In addition, there are numerous support personnel that work in various fields, such as flight administration, life support, and various maintenance specialties to keep everything flying. Every mission requires two pilots. One is designated the aircraft commander, or AC, and the other is the co-pilot. These are the folks that fly the airplane. The AC is in charge of all the other crew members and makes sure the mission is done safely and on time. The pilots of the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron are trained to do what every pilot is trained not to do, fly into the weather. They earn their paycheck, getting each mission through a storm safely. All weather missions require a navigator who is responsible for preparing a navigational flight plan. This includes the route, headings, and altitudes to be flown, checkpoints, en route times, and estimated fuel consumption. The navigator prepares charts for the flight and inspects the navigational equipment prior to flight. During the flight, the nav uses inertial, global positioning satellite, and radios to determine where the aircraft is, plus uses radar to avoid severe weather. The weather officer acts as the flight director in the storm environment. They continuously monitor atmospheric data that is ingested from the aircraft sensors every second. They check this data for accuracy and then use the information to guide the crew right to the center of a storm, where they direct a sonde release and take observations that they disseminate through satellite communications directly to the National Hurricane Center. The weather loadmaster, drop sonde systems operator, or load, actually has two jobs on the WC-130J. They are a loadmaster, which requires making sure everything is loaded and tied down properly in the cargo compartment and monitoring the health of the plane during the flight by inspecting the engines and other aircraft systems. During a weather mission, they are responsible for collecting vertical weather profile data. They do this by using an instrument called a drop sonde, which is a special weather instrument which acts similar to a weather balloon, except it falls. The drop sonde operator drops three sondes during eye penetration, one going in, one in the middle of the eye, and one in the eye wall coming out to collect all the information about what's going on inside the hurricane. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.